This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, what Harlan said about millennials, it's a big deal going into this time with Hillary Clinton because, you know, Barack Obama was the political outsider in 2008. That's why he did win millennials, because he was the outsider. Hillary is an establishment, crooked politician that they don't trust. Kid. And I think if they do stay home, that only benefits Republicans. Look at midterms. When millennials stay home, Republicans win. So I think right now, Hillary Clinton really has to focus on winning those young voters. And so does Donald Trump. I mean, if Donald Trump keeps producing this narrative of her being corrupt and the political system is rigged, he's probably using that to keep millennials at home, because if they stay home, he wins.
Yeah, it didn't help her argument, and definitely benefited him when you had the incident with Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton there on the runway in Phoenix. Harlan?
No question. I mean, it was just, you know, we have sort of a cover-up happening in the daylight. It's like they're not even trying to cover it up at this point. I wonder, actually, whether Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch wanted this to leak out. I question their motives. You know, I really think that, you know, from an administration that we expected so much transparency, we're not currently getting it. And this is one of the fundamental frustrations I have with the Democratic Party at this point. I think a lot of millennials like me share that.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
Interesting insight from Harlan Hill, who's just a young millennial in a political gig. I mean, he's been involved in the political process, Scott, since the age of 15. Back in the UK, but he is right on in terms of his description of the Clintons. But it's Jack Nicholson again. You know, you can't handle the truth. You know, we don't want the truth, and as a result, here we are in chaos. To the point, I was reading a report this morning about millennials, how disconnected, you know, from understanding what the 4th of July is, what patriotism is all about, what the Constitution is all about. I mean, they're basically disengaged, and, you know, who can you blame for that? I know many of us look to what our educational systems have been developing, and they need to take some responsibility. But, you know, our government is designed for self-responsibility. If we're not going to self-actuate, if we're not going to participate, then you have the America that you have today, where you have this shifting tide moving away from we the people to them, the elitist. And, you know, this is the big rub. And this is what happened in Europe with Brexit. And we're going to be talking with Liz Peek in just a minute and expand on that idea a little bit more as a portent of what it is showing here in the, you know, for the United States. I think it was quite a shock for the EU and those in the UK, you know, like David Cameron, who thought it's in the bag. I mean, yeah, it's going to be close, but, you know, of course, everybody's going to want to stay with the EU. We've been here with them for 43 years. And it's much the same thing here in the West, in the United States, where we think, well, just because this is the way it's been, it's the way it should always be. But, you know, if you heard Bruce Kaufman yesterday when he talked about what's happening as a groundswell in terms of, you know, what people might declare as flyover country, people get it. You know, they see that the America today is not the America of their parents. It has suddenly, I guess, we're waking up to see the America that that is. And it's a scary thought. We are on a scary trajectory. What many of us would think. I know there's still some say, you know, what's the whoop, Bill? You know, why are you excited about this? I mean, it's, you know, it's fine, it's okay, and no big deal if Hillary gets elected. I mean, after all, we can celebrate the first woman to break that glass ceiling and to be the first, United States president, the first female here in this 21st century. Well, you know, you may get what you wish for and hope for, but is that the best we can do for America in choosing somebody who, right across the board on both sides of the aisle, agree that she has little credibility, she can't be trusted, but we're willing to say, okay, let's make her president of the United States. Go figure. I think we're playing with something rather dangerous, and we'll talk more about it on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
Well, happy day after America. Good to have you along with us. It's Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. You could be in the running for that DVD Blu-ray movie, The Risen. And excellent movie, highly recommended. And it can be yours absolutely free just for sending me an email. Make sure you include your address and say, look at Martinez, put me in the running. Put me in a hoppa. I want to be in a hoppa to try and, win that DVD Risen. Absolutely. So all the best to you. Get that email to me right away. Liz Peek is with us, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Miss Liz, how are we doing?
Just great, thank you. Back from vacation, and it's a tough slog.
Well, what? I mean, you're no longer in Nantucket. I thought you were. Made it back into the city. Yes.
No, I'm in Nantucket, but I'm tuned back in after being in Europe for a week during the whole Brexit excitement and. You know, being pretty fascinated by what's going on over there. So I kind of tuned out of American politics for a week, and honestly, it's very refreshing.
Yeah, but but then you were in Europe, so you got a taste of, English politics there with all the, the stuff there. And to be at the ground level right there in the epicenter of it all, I imagine quite eye-opening.
Well, it not only is eye-opening, but I have to say it's even more convoluted than what's been going on here. As your listeners probably know, in the wake of a vote to leave the European Union, which caught everybody by surprise, possibly no one emerged as most surprised than the people who'd been pushing exactly that outcome. So Boris Johnson, for example, who was expected to become Conservative Party leader, announced he would not run and to become prime minister after David Cameron's resignation. Nigel Farage, who is the UKIP or Independence Party leader, similarly stepped down from his post, and both those guys were supposed to be the big winners in this vote. So the whole thing has been kind of astonishing. And now Europe, of course, is focused, as is the United States a little bit, on upcoming votes in Germany, Austria, France. There are a number of countries where belonging to the European Union is not popular and where nationalist or right-leaning parties are really causing headaches for typically kind of middle-of-the-road social democrat kind of parties running those countries. So I think there are a lot of parallels to what's going on in the United States. I was thinking yesterday that being in New York for a couple of days and then being up here in Nantucket, I have not seen a single Trump red hat. And that doesn't mean that there aren't supporters. It means people are afraid to acknowledge that they're a supporter or embarrassed or whatever. But, the same thing was true with Brexit. The polling showed people were embarrassed to admit that they might vote to leave the EU, and that's what they did.
It was pretty contentious. I mean, the polling reportedly was so close But the pollsters really missed it, as they are missing it here, you know, as they always do. I mean, they run the whole gamut. They see the polls through their heart as opposed to their brain, and they start coming up with numbers, you know, initially very, very tight. And there's a 4% difference. And Liz, as you know, 4% in the world of polling is humongous.
Yeah, and there are just so many unknowns between now and November. I mean, on the Republican side, clearly, as I think you and I have discussed, I've never seen a candidate who has his own future so squarely in his own hands. I mean, Trump really determines how Trump does in the sense that he either kind of charts a little bit more traditional path here for the next several months, sounds presidential, stops all this insane tweeting about matters that don't impact the nation, only impact his own businesses, et cetera, or he doesn't. And, you know, people are weighing on him and trying to prod him into being, if you will, more presidential, more respectable, whatever. And people say, well, won't that make him boring? That's fine. Donald Trump is never going to be boring. At this point, we all know that he's sort of an outside-the-box candidate pushing for change in some really unusual areas like trade. He doesn't need to be quite as outlandish, if you will, for the next several months. On the Democrat side, you know, it totally, what is going to happen with the FBI? Are they just going to take a pass on this whole Clinton scandal? Is President Obama going to continue to be as popular as his numbers show right now? That is so much a function of the media. And it's just astonishing to me how really kind of prestigious newspapers like the New York Times, which of course have always been liberal, have just lost any sense of, you know, neutrality in this contest. I mean,
yeah, there's no objectivity.
Really
No,
and the piling on is such that I begin to wonder if this isn't going to backfire, because how many articles can you have about the soft side of Hillary Clinton, the appealing side of Hillary Clinton, when really all your readers know it's complete bunk? I mean,
yes.
You know, I can't imagine that it won't ultimately kind of take a toll on the credibility of their readership, which is probably mostly in Hillary Clinton's camp anyway. But anyway, I mean, it's a pretty fascinating contest, and now we're coming up so on top of the conventions, and this is going to be in your face 24/7, which is why I was very happy to take a time out. But yeah. I don't think I missed anything.
No, not really. It's, you know, it's been business as usual, the same old stuff. Although, I mean, I don't know if you caught the Bill Clinton and Attorney General Loretta Lynch, you know, meet up. I mean, it just happened to happen. I mean, Liz, I mean, you know, with those kind of odds, you and I are liable to be on the tarmac together here, you know, as I'm heading to Ireland or something, you know, it's just.
That's true. And Phoenix is such a hub, let's face it.
Well, it really is. And then plus, I'm going to wait, you know, one of us has to wait at least 30 minutes for the other for it to kind of just be one of those happenstance moments, right?
No, it's, you know, honestly, it's such a Clinton moment because they really do think they're above the law. That's really the bottom line. And, you know, people may vote for Hillary Clinton in spite of that. To me, it is just horrifying that someone with so many corrupt incidents in her background, incidents that the New York Times would have you believe are the product of right-wing scaremongering, et cetera, you know, it's just horrifying. And it really was just another sort of data point and a long series of the laws extend to the little people, but not to me.
Well, and it is amazing because who she's trying to champion is the little people, you know, and you go, wait a minute, it's your policies. It's absolutely crushed them. You know, you've ignored the little people, but all of a sudden you come down from your ivory tower, you know, claiming to be broke, driving around in your multi-bazillion dollar Gulfstreams, you know, on demand and everything else, garnering speaking fees that are unconscionable. I mean, you know, it's like, how do you get these kind of speaking fees, Liz? I mean, you know, unless you're peddling influence and, you know, 10 nights in the Lincoln bedroom.
Well, they have done that. Been there, done that.
Yes. Well, they do it so well. I mean, you know, hey, look, you put it out there, and if the people want to buy it, then keep buying it. You know, I guess why not? Maybe Barack Obama's just jealous that he hasn't quite been able to leverage that part as well as she has.
He's learning at the foot of the master.
There it is. More with Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live. It is just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Bill Martinez.
Coming at you fresh every day, ladies and gentlemen. 3 hours from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you along with us for the ride here as we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us, because it's just that doggone important. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com, and the Fiscal Times continues. Liz, you're there in Nantucket. How was the 4th of July celebration there?
Oh, was wonderful. There is no place in the country more red, white, and blue than Nantucket. And very old-fashioned. You know, little villages have parades, and everyone flies flags anyway. This is sort of just a community that, is traditionally very out front. I got to tell you, though, I went to a dinner party a couple of nights ago, and as we sat down, about 20 people in the room, one woman stood up and played off her iPhone God Bless America being sung by Marilyn Horne, and the entire company was quiet for about the 6 or 7 minutes that that took. And I got to tell you, it was the most stirring, unusual kind of moment. It is so beautiful. I really recommend to your listeners, if they have a free minute or two, download Marilyn Horne singing God Bless America, because it is gorgeous. And, you know, you just sit here in this country and think, in fact, when I was in France last week, I was thinking, you know, where else would you really want to live these days? Not many countries offer not only the opportunities, but the security of this one. And, boy, we've seen that in the last couple of weeks.
Well, I'll tell you, we interviewed Star Swain. I don't know if you heard about her. She is a vice principal of a school here in Florida, and she was with her family at the Lincoln Memorial, and she's a bit of a musician and has had a background in singing, and says, wow, the acoustics here are great. And her family, oh, you got to sing, you got to sing. Her video has absolutely gone viral. Her connection with the lyrics of our national anthem, very Whitney Houston-like. And I think she's had over 15 million views of, of the singing of that song. So we've got to look up, I'm going to look up Marilyn Horne, but probably in the same way, in the same spirit, each word was captured and expressed through song in such a special way. It brings a dimension and understanding of what our country is all about. And I think that's what's missing, you know, with millennials and missing with some people who have bought into this verbiage that America is less than when you have to look back historically. I mean, to hear Hillary Clinton apologize, you know, like Barack Obama for America, it's like, wait a minute, how disconnected from the history of this country are you?
Yeah.
Yes, have we made mistakes? Are we human? Hey, yeah, absolutely. We'll be the first to admit it. But, okay, if you're going to start talking about the bad things, let's talk about all the great and exceptional things that this country has known for. It's put its life, its blood, its treasure on the line, and not only done great things for this country, but for people around the world, Liz.
Oh, I think that's exactly right. I'm reading a book now called The Price of Prosperity, Why Rich Nations Fail and How to Renew Them by Todd Buchholz. And it's a very interesting sort of thought process about the wealth of, as countries become wealthy, birth rates fall. When birth rates fall, they countries invite immigrants in. It's not an anti-immigrant book at all, but it's about the chain, the way that that impacts a country's culture. And I think I haven't gotten to the end of it, but I'm pretty sure the resolution of this is really celebrating those institutions and events, like celebrating the 4th of July, that have to do with the culture of the country that you're living in. And, you know, unfortunately, it's become corny to have the kinds of moments like I discussed with a woman, by the way, who emigrated to this country from Eastern Europe probably 50 years ago and has done extremely well. Her husband is a very wealthy fellow. But, it, you know, the embrace of traditional American values is now sort of portrayed on the left as something that is xenophobic or anti-immigrant or whatever. It isn't. It's an embrace of what makes this country great. And I think when, you know, you and I, if we have any influence at all in this country, really need to use it to say, hey, everybody who is in the United States came here for the same reason. It is because there is opportunity. And the most dangerous thing of all is this message that is being spread by Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders that that opportunity doesn't exist, and they have truly false data to present that case. Data about income inequality and the lack of mobility, which is based on numbers which you and I could spend an hour discussing, having to do with how we tax people and whether we tax subchapter S corporations as individuals or not, stuff that makes everyone's eyes glaze over. But the numbers are phony, and I know why. And I can tell you how I know that, because I meet people in New York City every week who have come here with nothing, and they are now sending their kids to medical school, and they have enormous optimism about the future of the country and the future of their children. That is the United States we live in. And
exactly.
You know, I just think this is my rant. Obama gets to have rants. This is my rant. I mean, we really need in this country all these people who have benefited from being here need to make that message clear and to embody it in various kinds of, again, celebrations and institutions. Take your kids. You know, one of the things that I think is so sad is that there are lots of ways to encourage your children to know and appreciate the history of the country, including going to historical sites like the Whaling Museum in Nantucket or, you know, there go to Williamsburg in Virginia, where, you know, the country started and kind of explore the traditions and heritage there. Because then kids, you know, look at Hamilton, the musical.
Exactly.
That got an entire generation fired up about the founding of the country. One of the most fascinating stories in the history of mankind, literally.
Yes.
So it's worth it.
Well, the other thing, too, Liz, to your point, is immigrants. Immigrants hear this narrative, and it's a disconnect. They wonder, number one, where they've landed, because here it is, all this opportunity. They got their kids going to college. They're doing well. They maybe came here with, you know, $100 sewn into their underwear type thing. And, you know, it's just incredible stories, one story after another. And this is happening today. We're not just talking about what happened, you know, 56 years ago. You know, this is happening today, and people are grateful, and they're proud to say that they are an American, as Lee Greenwood sings. I mean, it is, it runs across the entire divide and demographics of this great country of ours. I mean, we are a melting pot. I mean, the mosaic is absolutely gorgeous when it is unified. But, you know, as you're reading in your book, The Price of Prosperity, it's really no different than what we read in the Old Testament about the Table of Nations. And what happens is that nations start to do well. They begin to see things according to their own eyes. They get themselves in trouble. They go into chaos. They get enslaved. They cry out to God. God sends them some help. All of a sudden, things turn around again, and they go through this cycle time and time again. And here we are, you know, for those of faith and have read the book of Judges, where America is right now is typical of what occurred back then.
Yeah, and we do need to pray for some guidance here.
Yes.
I must say, because right now the political future looks pretty grim. I have written recently about why I would be voting for Donald Trump, and it really has to do with the Supreme Court.
Exactly.
I think
yes.
A lot of people who find Donald Trump distasteful personally or whatever need to remind themselves that a Hillary Clinton presidency will not only fill Judge Scalia's seat, but possibly as many as three others in the next 4 to 8 years. And that is a really frightening thing to me. And I was telling somebody this the other day, a group of people, and somebody said, well, what are the issues that really worry you the most? And that's a reasonable question. And to me, there are issues like abortion, which are not on the table. I mean, I think that has been decided. That's not going anywhere. But states' rights and the abuse of executive power are incredibly important issues. And we have seen that in recent rulings that have to do with Obama's executive orders, which the Supreme Court said, no, you've gone too far, or EPA regulations that say, no, you've gone too far.
And when they said he went too far on that immigration issue, it was only a 4-4 split. I mean, it could come back and live another day, Liz. We're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Liz Peek on Bill Martinez Live, 29 after right now.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. With Independence Day around the corner, plan a party in full style but not full price. Here are tips to host a festive get-together on budget.
We love hosting our friends on the 4th, but it gets so hot in the South. To keep beverages cool in the heat, we freeze colorful water balloons and stick them in a tub or a cooler. The balloons don't melt as fast as regular ice, and they look great too.
We get some of our party supplies, including beverages and lawn games, at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back on those purchases. We can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on everything else. The cash back we earn adds up to more party fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, join us online, Share Media, you know, the cable radio digital network, even our good friends with Red State Talk Radio. We're all over the place, and then add another 280 outlets, and what else? Shortwave? I mean, we're all over the place. You can go to BillMartinezLive.com, get all the details, but thank you for coming along for the ride and joining the good fight with us, shoulder to shoulder and back to back, to get this country back on track. It's going to be a bottom-up movement, not top-down. As we say, top-down is what got us into this mess to begin with, and it's up to we the people. I mean, it's the way our Constitution is, the way this great American experiment was designed, and if we're faithful to the purpose and the design of its original intent, success will be there. I mean, it just only demonstrates, you know, I talk about the grief-to-happiness ratio. Happiness is when you're doing things according to plan, and consistent with that plan. Grief is when you're not and in your chaos. And so the difference between the two is when you know how it should be and you realize how far away from the intent that we are. So hence the grief. And we have plenty of grief to go around here in this great country. And this is why we need Samantha Mills Mao with us, because she's the anti-grief agent and catalyst. Isn't that nice to know? So when your husband, your new husband, asks about you, just say, Bill defined today and reaffirmed that I am the anti-grief agent, and I will be such in this family. What do you think?
I think that that is the best thing anybody has ever called me. I would love to see that, and for everyone in my life. What a great compliment.
Well, you always add. That's what I appreciate about you, Samantha, is you always add to our day. And then here it is now. We've given you a platform, and you have this platform by the grace of God to be able to talk and remind, talk about some good things in America and remind people that, hey, there's some good people out there in the midst of all the evil that is abounding in the midst of this chaos. there's still some good people out there that are doing good things that we don't hear about because, you know, they're not very sexy. You know, they're not real attention grabbers, but I believe that, America yearns for, this good news out there, you know. Like, for example, your first story, the most American thing that can ever happen, just happened. What was that?
Okay, so I love the title of this story, and I had to start off with this one first. You know, we just celebrated our 4th of July yesterday, the Independence Day. So on July 2nd, actually, Army veteran Jason Galvin, he spent the day shooting, I believe he shot over 150 rounds trying to rescue a dangling bald eagle. So we have an Army veteran as the hero. Mm-hmm. He's using a gun, and he's rescuing a bald eagle. And apparently, this bald eagle had been trapped a couple of days on this trail. Mm-hmm. And he had been, people had called the animal rescue, and they couldn't do it because he was too high up in the tree. So when this gentleman, Galvin, and his wife were hiking, they saw this eagle. And he's like, well, we have to do something about this. We can't just let it die. It's obviously still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what can I do? Shoot it down? And she's like, that's exactly what you're going to do. He's a sharpshooter.
Uh-huh.
And he ended up shooting the eagle down. I'm sure this eagle was a little traumatized.
Yeah, right. The eagle's going, hello, eagle, endangered species up here. You're shooting bullets at it.
I've been trapped for 2 days, and now I'm getting shot at. But he shot, he shot away the tree so he'd get to the rope. Then he shot the rope. And they, the eagle fell down, but it was okay.
Yeah.
And they took it to recovery, and he ended up naming the eagle Freedom, which I think
was a perfect name. That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, and all his fellow shooters going, what kind of sharpshooter are you? 150 rounds? I mean, that's a lot of ammunition here. What do you think you are, an IRS agent?
Yes, I was like, that poor eagle. I mean, I'm so glad he got away. I'm sure he was relieved once he fell down, but I'm sure he didn't know what was happening up first.
Oh, my.
What an awesome story for this time of year.
Well, that's a great one. Of course, all these stories posted at BillMartinezLive.com at Sam's Corner. Now, the second story, the incredible technology that's helping this paralyzed woman hike the Appalachian. She's hiking the trail, and
yes,
she's paralyzed? Okay, come on.
When I first saw this, when I started watching the video, I was like, what do you mean she's paralyzed? You can't be paralyzed from walking. Are you just using paralyzed as in a, like, lenient term? Are you just using that freely? But no, she's actually paralyzed. Otherwise, she would be in a wheelchair, but she has these braces. It's like an exoskeleton for her legs.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening was a couple years ago, she has lupus, and she had a flare, and her whole body was paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
And her name's Stacy Cazell, by the way. She's 41 years old and from Ohio.
Wow, she's still a young girl.
She is. So she had a flare a couple years ago with her lupus. You know, it's an autoimmune disease. And she ended up losing the control over her whole body. She said her whole body was dead weight. And she went to the hospital, went to rehab, and got use of everything else except her legs. And, you know, she didn't want to be – she was a person who wanted to be on the go. And she started doing research on what she could do. She found these exoskeleton braces that help people walk. It's kind of like they use hydraulics just like a car.
Oh, wow.
Their legs move.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so they're $75,000 each, and her insurance wouldn't cover it because they said it wasn't necessary for her life. And she said she kept pursuing it, and she eventually got these braces. And the reason she's doing this hike is to prove to herself that she can, and also to, you know, kind of get the word out there and show other people who are paralyzed they could actually walk again. You know,
you imagine what an encouragement it is to other people who are paralyzed seeing somebody. I mean, we're not talking just walking down the street. Oh, we're just going to go and stroll down the Appalachian Trail.
It's the longest foot trail in the world.
Wow.
It's 2,190 miles. I'm talking 14 states, if you've ever heard of it. My best friend actually hiked the Appalachian Trail, and this is no joke. These braces are not weather resistant, so
mm-hmm.
This is really, it's challenging for her. She has to charge them every couple of days. They have what they call trail angels, where she can stop at people's houses and recharge her braces.
Wow.
And
she probably feels like the Tin Man at Point, looking for a can of oil or something too. You know, with these braces. That's an incredible story. Now, the next one you have, we interviewed Ken Ham about Noah's Ark being built there right there on the border of, you know, what, Ohio and Kentucky, right?
That's right. And there's actually, Inside Edition did a story on this, and it's gone viral on Facebook. People are really excited, you know, for opening up in July. So I just had to mention that that's going to be there in Kentucky. And I would love to go see this myself. I can't imagine. I don't think I can even comprehend the scale of this show, but people are obviously really excited about it. You know, we have some naysayers like Bill Nye, the science guy.
Trying to say. Which Ken Ham, you know, Ken Ham debated Bill Nye and a whole situation, but here it is. You got this incredible arc being built. Let me tell you, if rain starts falling in Kentucky there and in Cincinnati, you know, hey, look, it's, you know, people are going to, you know, maybe think another moment about what's being built in their backyard there. And it's it is quite quite a spectacle, I got to imagine, because this is life size. I mean, it is humongous, right?
That's right. And, you know, it's actually 510 feet long. It's 85 feet wide and 51 feet high. And,
wow.
You know, I think to be able to see this in real life, you know, this is something as Christians we grew up learning about since we were born. And,
yes.
You know, many of us, like, you know, it's just unimaginable to see the scale. And he also wanted to prove, you know, that it could be done.
Yes, exactly. So, well, as you go through it, everybody's going to be singing Arky Arky, right? You know, one of those, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of Sunday school songs. Okay, about 30 seconds left. 9-year-old uses allowance money to donate more than 100 books to a local jail.
Yes, this 9-year-old actually in Parksville, Kentucky, used his allowance. He had a family member who had been in jail, and he said when he felt bad that he liked to read, and he thought this would help take up some of the inmates' time. And maybe give them ideas about some other options they could have instead of sitting there and stewing and thinking bad things. You know, give them something better to do and something to talk about with people. So,
well, very cool. That's great. Well, these stories are all linked on Bill Martinez Live. Go to Sam's Corner. Samantha Mills Mao on Bill Martinez Live. Always, Sam. Hey, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. It's 19 before the top of the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we have a real treat for you. Tan Saad is with us, a former Muslim, founder of Hope for Ishmael, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to reconcile Arabs and Jews. I mean, on the heels of our conversation with, with Liz Peek earlier, and, you know, talking about immigrants who have come to this country because of opportunity, you need to hear Taz's story. His book, The Mind of Terror, gives us insight with him being a former Muslim and a sniper. He was a former Muslim sniper. So, what has gone through and how he has evolved, and his mind has been renewed in such a way, very dramatic, that you have to understand and appreciate it is only by the hand of God that this could happen. But meanwhile, what Taz brings to us is a clearer understanding and narrative, as opposed to what we're hearing from the media and hearing from our own government about the mind of a terror. But also, he is one to appreciate the opportunity and the freedoms that this great country has to offer. It was why he was excited to come to America in the first place, and little did he know that his world was going to change dramatically as a result of the opportunity that he took advantage of here in this country. Taz Sada, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, it's so good to be with you. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Hey, you are such a blessing to have here to, help us understand not only the mind of a terror, but let's even look at it from an immigration standpoint and the opportunity that this country has. I mean, we just celebrated our Independence Day yesterday, it's quite, something that has, things that have been lost in translation. Taz, you're old enough like me to understand that, we can forget so much. And the challenge is not to let go of those things that are most important. And I think that's the opportunity of Independence Day. And we're reminded, by immigrants such as yourself, and it helps us kind of renew our faith in this country and our love for this country. You know, tell us about your experience in coming to America.
Well, believe it or not, I hated America and everything that America stands for, and hated Americans. But yet I was so drawn to come to this nation, and I thank God that He drew me here to this nation, because what I experienced when I came to America blew me away. The love, the acceptance, I lived all my life in Saudi Arabia and Qatar and referred to as a Palestinian immigrant and a refugee. Mm-hmm. All of my life. And then I come to this country that I believed it was my enemy country, and then was accepted and treated just like anybody else.
Yes.
Definitely that changed my whole outlook and thinking about America and Americans, and I fell in love with this nation.
Yes, help us understand.
This nation on earth, no matter what anyone say, despite of the politics or anything else.
Mm-hmm. Help us understand, why did you hate America?
Well, you know, I'm a Palestinian, and I ran away from home when I was 17 and a half years old after the 67 war to fight for a homeland. I did not fight for any Islamic theology or extremism. I just wanted a homeland. I was tired of being told an immigrant, a refugee. Mm. And so I ran away from home, joined Yasser Arafat. And naturally, we believed that the reason we are being beaten up by the Israelis is because America stands very strongly with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And so that caused me to hate America and American politics and the American people. But, you know, coming to this nation, I realized it is absolutely a false assumption that Americans hated us. America. And opened the door for me to live and grow up and fulfill my American dream.
Yes.
And 20 or 19 years later, I met the Maker.
Mm.
And spoke to me in a light and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and there is no other way to the Father except through me. And I instantly, without hesitation, without thinking, I accepted and I believed. And since then, my life was transformed. And I realized also, on top of what I believed before, I realized that the Jews are not my enemies.
Mm. Wow. Yeah.
They're not my enemies.
Mm-hmm.
They are my half-brothers.
Exactly.
And my blood brother. I did not know that until I read the Bible. And so I began to rethink my strategy and my thinking and started working on reconciling Arabs and Jews. This is the only way we are going to have an answer for that conflict in the Middle East. That is really what is causing all this rage and violence.
Mm-hmm.
That conflict itself is being used by the terrorists.
Exactly.
To hijack the life of other people.
Well, in the mind of terror, you address this conditioning that has taken place, as we know, time and again. In fact, over the weekend, my wife was showing me a video of a graduating class of kindergartners, and I was shocked. And you watch this video and how these young kindergartners are put through the paces of violence and killing, and how they're, you know, the narrative goes that they're killing a Jew and all this sort of thing. I mean, it's horrific, but yet they stand after it's all said and done. They say, well, the rest of the world misunderstands that we are a religion of peace, but yet they just spent almost 95% of their presentation on warfare and beheadings and killing people.
Well, in my schools, I guarantee you that I have schools in Jericho and in Jerusalem. In my schools, they are not taught that at all. We're teaching them how to love their enemy and pray for those who persecute them. In my schools in Jericho, which is in 99% Muslims,
mm-hmm.
You know, there was a question from one of my children to a teacher who is a Swiss girl. He asked her, do you love the Jews? And the teacher said, yes, of course, we love the Jews, we love everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the child sat and thanked for a little bit and said, you know, I want to love the same way you love, because of the way you love.
Yes.
And he responded, it's because God loves me. I have to love everybody.
Right.
So this is the kind of teaching that we are doing with our schools and raising we have is not really a depravity of souls. It is a depravity. It's not really a depravity is what I'm trying to say, of economics. It's more of a depravity of souls.
Yes.
And that's what we are facing today. If we can help those young generation and new generation with a new soul and a new thinking and a new hope, then we are winning against these terrorism. That's what I do today, is to bring new generation of Arabs and Jews. In my school in Jerusalem, I have Arab and Jewish children together in one school.
Mm.
And that is, they are growing to play soccer together instead of going for their machine guns.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I just January I was in Israel, and we were not allowed to go into Bethlehem because of the Knife Intifada. And Palestinians, you know, that are dealing with this conflict, as you just shared, as a young man yourself, understandably, in one hand, you can appreciate their frustration, but they will continue to be frustrated and confused, devoid of the truth. And this is the problem. And Taz, what God has commissioned you with is to take the truth into the Palestinians and demonstrate God's love, you know, between Arabs and Jews. And you're making a huge difference there, you know, in these areas that are so needed. But it's an uphill battle because we've had generations of people that have been trained and conditioned just like these kindergartners. I mean, we're not looking at a kindergarten video from 20 years ago. This is a kindergarten graduation class, you know, from this year.
Yeah, no. I know it is happening. I know it is happening in other schools, but not in our schools.
Well,
and we are, you know, we might be a small numbers, but we are making a difference. And you know, I hope, Bill, the next time you come to Israel, you let me know. You come and visit me in Jericho, not to worry. There is nothing to be worried about there.
And well,
take it to Bethlehem too. There is
yeah, absolutely.
To
well, God's my covering. I didn't worry, you know. It was I really did not worry one single. I felt very comforted in knowing that God had was bringing me to Israel for a purpose. And even this conversation that we've had this morning, Taz, I look forward to meeting you face to face and having you back, because I want to talk more about your book, The Mind of Terror, so that, you know, Americans can understand, you know, what is taking place with ISIS in spite of what our U.S. government and what our president is telling us about terrorism, not only domestically, but around the world as well. Taz Sada has been our guest. His book, The Mind of Terror, you can go to his website and find out more about his ministry at hopeforishmael.org. Taz, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
Are your good-